Welcome to the With the Will podcast, where to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I am DevQ, and I do stuff when I'm alive.
When was the last time you were alive, Dev, just out of curiosity? When was the last time you did what you consider stuff?
Technically, February 16th through 18th, I was marginally alive, and I had a very nice time.
Hopefully you have a nice time in April.
Not really, no.
It's fun. Don't you like how... And I think it's something we've both noticed, and AR noticed it when he was still around. The more people complain that Digimon's dead or it's done, the more we're just like, man, you guys are really only paying attention to one thing and one thing only. And because this is basically a dead 2 weeks, and we still have a bunch to talk about.
And so much.
And it's teasing stuff up through summer. Like, they're priming the pump for shit we're going to be dealing with half a year from now.
We're just going to be just drowned in a wave of content and merchandise and events and shit.
So first up, they had talked about how they were going to be doing have various artists do like pieces for the 25th anniversary of the anime. The first one was Kairu DX, which technically I guess you translate that as Frog DX. They seem to write out their name in English as Kairu, though, so I went with that. Did a nice piece showing Adventure, the final form of the anime of all the Digimon they battle when they first appear. Well, I say final form, we get normal Angemon because that's the one everyone remembers.
Yeah. That or they're running out of time. It's like, I don't feel like drawing any more armor, I'm done.
To be fair, I think Paimon might have been easier than Devimon, though.
Yes. He didn't have to die to deal with that one.
Yeah. But yeah, very nice piece, very dynamic. The level of personality is great. I only have one issue with this piece. Does it seem
everyone has the same expression?
No, I was going to say, does it seem like Koshiro's too short? And I know part of it is that he's lowered down, but like when you have when you have Takaru right there, and Takaru's head is higher than his, and I think it's supposed to be an angle thing also.
Yeah, well, also, look, his feet are lower, so yeah. I mean, it kind of averages out.
No, that's what I mean, though. But, like, you try to do, like, eye level, basically. And when you do eye level in this picture, you get some odd things, because it's not like there's a consistent angle between them. Like, Mimi feels giant in this.
What I think is that they drew them separate.
And they aren't quite scaled exactly right. But yes.
They got to put this one here and this one here.
I will say this. Can we give thumbs up to like the big feature portion for Zudomon? He stands out a lot because of the colors in this one. It's not often that Zudomon feels like that he's like a centerpiece.
Usually they don't love him enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this. I'm looking forward to the other ones. This was a good one to start out with, though, I think. And then, Digimon showed up at AnimeCon. They did the little mascot photo shoots. They had Agumon and Vimon over both days. This was the biggest collection of Toei mascots there was.
At least going according to the...
Ten franchises. I don't think I've seen 10 before, although I will say it's very strange to see Bobobo there.
And I don't know, is there anything going on for that series, like an anniversary or something?
I think there was an anniversary recently, and they're also doing like a mobile game and stuff like Bobobo still pops up with shit from time to time, so it makes sense. It's just weird when you look, it's like, okay, Dragon Ball, One Piece, that show that took over for Ghost Game based on the game show. It's like all the stuff you're looking, you can kind of understand, and then at the very end of the row is Bobobo. So Anime Japan, the display was really fucking nice. Did you look over this?
Only a little bit.
Okay, so the Agumon statue there is one of the old ones. It's not one of the newer ones. So there's that wheel of Digimon anime behind it, and there's the footprints for the photo. Before you take the photo, you go and you press a button, and the wheel spins around, putting the one you chose at the top.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's an actual panel with, like, the pictures of all the main characters on it. You push the button you want, and it actually spins around with lights and sounds and everything. And then you get your picture taken by standing on the footprints. So you get your picture taken with Agumon and the one you want.
That is adorable.
Yeah. The big Toei video wall had the 25th anniversary trailer as part of their video loop.
Yep.
There was the Agumon and the Vemon mascots wandering around. The photos and videos people have been putting on social media, the Vemon was very energetic.
He's adorable.
Yeah. So that looked great.
I want that much energy.
And then, as part of that, they already teased they were doing this, but they announced the 25th anniversary exhibition will just be Digimon Adventure Exhibition. Be this summer. The logo looks really fucking nice.
I really like the colors in it.
Yeah, it's weird because you expect them to use the orange gradient.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like this makes it stand out a little more.
It is. I also like, though, it feels like they're going for a Tri-Kizuna vibe for the color, but the shape is the original, but just cleaned up a bit, which works really well.
It also has these goggles on the one tech.
And they opened a Twitter for it because the old anniversary Twitter is not available. The old anniversary, this confuses people on an ongoing basis. The old anniversary Twitter is what they turned into the Digimon Partners Twitter. Because a lot of people occasionally go, I don't remember ever following Digimon Partners. It's like, did you follow the anniversary account? Yes, that's why. Because they hadn't used it for a couple years and they just did a rolling change. So
yeah, it's like, why throw away all these followers? Just
it's funny, you know, they announced this, you know, scrolling through Twitter, it's like, oh, Kakado commented, he's looking forward to going to, it's like, great, we're going to get early photos.
Yes.
Whenever this, so this is going to be summer, we'll see what
especially
pops up.
Especially of things that we're not supposed to get photos of.
It will be interesting to see what they do, because the 20th anniversary did so much, I'm curious to see what they do this time. Because, like, when they did, what was the actual event called? Was it Digimon Adventure of the Real World?
It was too long ago.
There was that, and then there was the museum exhibition they did. Was it the Tokyo Sky Tree, or was it somewhere else?
Sky Tree sounds about right.
Yeah, because they've done these before, so is it just
more of the same? Like the War Greymon statue thing.
The War Greymon statue, I think, was from one of the toy shows.
Okay, no, this is
the Omegamon one was from the stage play, and then they put it on display at a nearby building. The one I'm thinking about was maybe 5 or so years ago, where they put up a lot of the production stuff we'd never seen before, like the first art we got of that the proto version of Frontier where they were battling.
Oh, okay.
That's like, I'm curious to see what they're gonna do. And then, man, the Digivice stuff. So they put up a really nice preview video for it. My only issue with the preview video is those screens do not photograph well, and they really were not getting good angles on them for this. I kind of wish that at the price they would just do a small OLED. Because there's all types of OLED watches. Those screens must be available. I want OLED. And then
what you want.
They previewed that in V-Jump with a page and a half. Then did you see the fun? So
the what?
We recorded right after Digimon Con and right after pre-orders went up, correct?
And then they
US pre-orders were sold out within a day for all three.
Yeah.
And then a few days later, Japanese pre-orders were sold out. They're doing a second wave for Japan that will ship in October. No news on a U.S. second wave yet, though.
Damn it.
It's funny, thinking about the stuff that sold out really, really quickly over the years. It was this. The one I remember, because it was way, way, way back when wasn't this show, it was Victor's podcast when I was guesting on and helping him. The Meikumon plush was about to go to pre-order, and he went, he doesn't know how many of those are going to sell, and I said, I think they're going to sell out.
Yeah, and now good luck finding it for less than like $3,000.
As I recall, that Meikumon plush was sold out within like 3 or 4 hours, and they reprinted it for various events multiple times, and it was always gone within half an hour.
Yeah, just instantaneously evaporated.
Yeah,
the one music box, like the first round of that.
That Meikumon plush was crazy looking, though. And that was not a cheap one either, but that one just snapped and vanished every time. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to the Digivice. The weird thing, and it's weirder with every promo video we see, the interface is entirely English. Like all the text and everything is English. It says Digivolve in places. So, yay us.
Woohoo.
And then, are you ready for Cardopalooza, Dev?
Yes, I've...
Okay.
I've been dealing with a lot of cards over the weekend.
So
might as well have more.
We'll do Cardopalooza first, and we'll go over your card thing after. Ready? Okay, first, yeah. Antilamon. I am right that this is supposed to be like the mountains in Colorado, right? From the movie?
It feels like it.
Yeah, so nice art. Bulkmon and Boutmon both look great. I like how Boutmon, you can see two of the Tyrannomon, and you imagine the third is behind the camera.
He's the one taking the picture.
Now, the weird thing about this to me, okay, so it's Nakano Haito, who's done Digimon stuff for a long time. Do the Tyrannomon feels like him stylistically doing Kenshi Watanabe?
Yes, especially the one on the far right.
Yes, okay, good. I was looking at that, I'm like, am I imagining this? I don't think so. Then we get Kazuchimon. Very energetic. Kazuchimon. This is a little bit too close up for me, honestly. Yeah. Then, the VIP of the set, Terriermon waving.
I love him so much.
Do you like how every aspect of this card is like, it can be a little bit cuter. We'll give him a cute face. Then we'll do the little
blushy.
We'll curl up the lip. We'll curl up the top lips. We'll do the blush. He'll wave. There'll be flower petals dancing in the air. And also, if you look at the grass design, it's like there's wind going out from around him. If you look on the ground.
Yep, and then there's also like, let's make his ears as plump as possible.
Yes. They went to a lot of it. And then we get Galgomon doing his best action movie take, which I don't know why I love this so much, but I do.
He's angry.
Then Wallace gets card. Really nice art, honestly.
I'm proud of him. He deserves all the best.
I just like when they... Because here's the thing. There's always three... I want to say four versions of anime art we get. One, it looks straight out the show, but it's kind of boring because it's a basic pose. Two, it looks perfectly good, but it's a little bit off. So it doesn't feel quite right. Three, the Tamer's kids wearing plaid at Christmas.
Why do you keep reminding me of that?
Because it's amazing. And four, where it just looks really nice. And this looks really nice. Bowmon pulling Fusumon on the skateboard is a great card.
It's adorable. It also reminds me of how I would give my dog something to hold on to, and then she would pull me around.
And then Fenrir-Lugumon. Okay, I have two issues with this card. One, it's too close, and two, the sample text is in the worst position for this card.
Yeah, it's like right on his face.
Yeah. Still nice art. Cracker Fang uses the art of aging Lugumon from the first promo image we got from Seekers, which... kind of closing it out, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Then we get Fenrir-Lugumon, Takemi Kazuchi. See?
Good job.
Yes, and this is where it does the neck ornament, where it splits the sword in half, connects it to the neck ornament, and then it swings it around like it's Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles. Then Shine Greymon, I actually really love the art. I have almost nothing to say about it just because it's really fucking nice.
I just love how saturated it is. Everything is on fire.
Yeah. It's really good. Mephismon looks great, creepy. We get Apocalypsemon behind him. There's a blood moon there. This is a good creepy card. Awakening of the Sun exists.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that as an insult. It's just the screen cap cards only work rarely and when they feel unique to the movie. Seeing Burst Mode in the midst of Evolution. Yeah, basically. Omegamon Ace is fantastic. And this is a play on an old card. One sec. I need to pull up the card so you can see it. And then I'll link the
channel. I know which one you're talking about.
Is yeah.
It the... There.
Scroll down to find it. Scroll down to find it. No.
I know which one you're talking about because it's that same pose.
Yes. Can't find it, unfortunately. But yes, it is that same pose in the original card game of him dashing forward like that. And the background even sort of looks like it, too. I think I found it. Here. Is this it, Dev?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
With that Metal Empire background.
And that was his first booster card, I believe. So, yeah. So, it's a neat little touch. And the angle of it and everything is just great. High level of detail. Then we get the parallel card for Tai Chi Yamato. This is just fantastic. Also, the quality of the card they uploaded, this is one that I had to clean up.
That bad?
The little red, the compression on the little red lines, those did not work. This looks great. It's always a little weird when they try to draw Omegamon from exactly the front, though. You need to see Omegamon in profile, especially around the face.
Yeah, because his mouth always looks a little...
Yeah.
It's there.
Then we get Armagamon blowing stuff up. Always nice to see.
Yeah.
Also, really good level of detail. This is one of those where it feels like it's meant to be a Gundam enemy card.
But also, like, the sheer scale of it has, like, massive kaiju wrecking everything yes. vibes.
And then to counter that, we get Paladin Mode, which this is just an amazing looking card. Like it has all the light beams from the end of the movie. It's holding the syrup. We get the Omegamon spirit in the back. I just love this one so much.
I also like the blue and red part of the frame coming up from the bottom.
Actually, this is there's also the white on the left. You just can't see it because of the color. It's one of the tri-color ones.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I see it.
Yeah. It's just hard to see because of the colors. It kind of blends in a bit, but it's so nice. Dice Gain Ken. This one has an Easter egg that a lot of people got confused by. I don't remember what the reason is in the movie, but at the end, Dice Gain does not hold up his D3. He holds up his phone. Because his phone started ringing, so he held it up. So they show him doing it in the picture rather than the D3 to match the movie, which is a nice little Easter egg, because most people don't even realize that happens in the movie. And Paladin Mode...
I was supposed to be watching things blow up.
And Paladin Mode just looks happy to be there. Crimson Mode. See, the main issue I have with this set is a lot of the cards just have that nice, high-end, pseudo-CGI real look to them. It's like, it looks really nice. I don't have much to say about it, though. Like, Crimson Mode looks great. Don't have much to say. Takato.
Like, he's cool. He has wings.
Now, here's the nice thing. Takato makes up for the Christmas plaid look. This is really solid Takato art. Maybe his face is a bit too round is the worst I can say about it. He has a Mickey... He has a Mickey Mouse head kind of going.
It's kind of like his default look, yeah. though.
Then we get Ancient Greymon with half the Ancient Digimon. And we also get Ancient Garurumon with the same. The Tamer's card, the Tamer parallel cards, just look really really fucking solid. The only issue I have with them is I just don't associate those two Digimon specifically. And I know you can't use the others because they're not in the movie. But it's like, oh, great, it's Ancient Greymon and Ancient Garurumon on the Takato and Koji. I guess that's from the movie. But it, like, those Digimon don't come to mind for those two specifically.
They probably got bored of slapping the other ones on there.
Probably. The Musaru card looks... It's interesting. He looks great. Burst Mode looks... Looks like someone didn't finish him. Like, Masaru looks great.
He looks like he belongs on the front of a coloring book.
That's mean, but it's also accurate.
Like, if they just kind of, like, blurred him a little more to give, like, more distance,
Now, that being said, Burst Mode Ace looks amazing in the parallel card. This is one of the better ones in the set, I would say. It makes up for the horrible one on the back of the Masaru card. Then Pulsemon. I can't see anything on this fucking card, except mentally my brain keeps going, it's supposed to be Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Like, my brain does not process what this card is supposed to be outside of, hey, it's supposed to be it's Sonic Adventure 2 starring Pulsemon. Like,
Supersonic.
I like the art. My brain just is not processing it as anything outside of that.
It's Supersonic.
Kazuchimon is a very dynamic one. It feels like there's a second part to this art, though. It feels like he's facing off against someone we're supposed to see that.
I don't know, maybe they might do Fenrir Lugamon. Not fucking Hell Lugamon.
It'd be nice.
That would.
Then Tamer card Leon. He gets sword. Does this almost look too shoujo for this character?
He looks like he came out of a Gundam anime.
He has pretty boy He almost has pretty boy shoujo face. And mommy,
he does, the perfectly white teeth.
And also, Mommy Mon saw his face and was like, I'm the fuck out of here. you can barely see him jumping out as quickly as possible.
Yeet.
Algumon Ultimate looks great. This is one of those ones that falls into the vein of, it looks great, I just don't have much to say about it because it looks nice. There is some neat distortions all over the image, though, that I really like.
It has the same vibe as, like, the other, Well, it's the same artist, so, you know.
Esmon Ultimate. Looks nice.
I really like seeing that one from the side.
Yeah, the framing works really well, especially with the smaller Esmon, which aren't always completely clear in it. And since the chat asked, it can't really do close-ups of the cards because it's a rotating thing. There's just too many cards to stop and go through. It rotates on its own every... Although, that does seem to be going awfully fast. 1 second. Why is that going that fast?
Zoom!
1 second. Let me go ahead and slow that down.
Okay. It has a need for speed. Yeah.
It's supposed to be on a specific cycle, and for some reason, the cycle this time seems to be... I think my settings got lost, so I'm changing the cycle speed on anything that has it. Yeah, that should be fixed. I did not notice it was apparently set for 2 seconds instead of 8. But yeah, so Esmon Ultimate's solid.
Is it red?
What was that?
Is it red because it's going 4 times faster?
That'd be 3 times faster. So close, Steph. So close. You almost got in a successful Gundam reference.
Almost.
So close. DeathX Darugamon and Fenrir Lugumon Takemikazuchi.
Yeah, it's definitely Seekers.
So it's weird. When DeathX Darugamon showed up, the parallel card, I almost went, oh yeah, I forgot he's in this set. And Takemikazuchi, does it feel like this is supposed to be like the end of Seekers?
Yeah, then if you like zoom in, you can see the little cargo Dramon like firing on them.
Oh, I missed that entirely. Oh wait, you're talking about the Darugamon, right?
Yeah, like all the way.
I thought you meant the Fenrir Lugumon one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're both solid piece of art. Then the Greymon parallel card, which that's the movie pose.
Yep.
It's so good. There are 4 versions of this card in this set.
I wonder how much they end up costing altogether.
It's the final. It's also the final numbered card in the set. It's one of the secret rares, and 2 of them are the special rare parallel cards and gold foil and based on movies. Good luck to anyone who wants them.
Rest in peace is your wallet.
Then Card Battle showed off 5 other special parallel cards. We get Omegamon Ace, Imperial Dramon Paladin Mode Ace, Dukemon Crimson Mode Ace, Shine Greymon Burst Mode Ace, and Fenrir Lugumon Takemikazuchi. The aces all get a single color theme, while Takemikazuchi gets full color. So they're all really nice. There's something interesting about the unique one, though. That's someone really big. Let me go pull up what people would actually know him for, because it's actually a rather long list. Okay,
Illustrator specifically?
Okay, film first. He was the creator of Zayrem, which was also the spun-off into anime as Iria. He was the director of Kamen Rider Zio and Kamen Rider J. He was the director of Hokkaider. He helped create Garo. He directed literally so much tokusatsu. It is... And I think he also created Tweenie Witches, which does not feel like it matches the rest of those, does it?
Particularly.
But yeah, and also works on a lot of video games and stuff, but yeah. So he... That is an interesting cameo that I don't know if he has any association with Digimon, to be honest.
It's like, hey, do you want to draw this thing? He's like, eh, why not?
Yeah. So we got to see those. The box toppers this time are 6 of the Tamer cards with their normal art, but with a theme back digital backgrounds. The most interesting background out of these is the Manoa one. So they all get like digital design backgrounds, and Manoa's like digital butterflies.
I do like that one. I wonder if it's flat or... Actually, no, box cover is probably not metallic. It would be really cool if the butterflies had like a foil finish to them.
You know, these are box topper parallel cards. They may be metallic.
That would be really fucking cool.
Because a lot of times what they do for these is... And those are the ones that I don't do the previews of. When they do the Digi-Egg Baby cards for these, and it's just the same card but hollow foil. Do you know what the previews of those are? They do the previews again, but there's a rainbow filter over the image.
Ah, okay, yeah. Yes, I remember those. Yeah. Like, there's no point.
Yeah. Then we have the clean versions of most of the cards for the set now, and some recent cards. They also showed off in V-Jump this. They showed off the new boot, the new starter decks featuring Digimon Liberator. We also got previews of Terramon, which that is a really solid, honestly. And also everyone's favorite, Shumon. Who's singing a song. Although am I wrong? Does the shoe look unhappy to you?
It's a shoe. And also he has a bandage on his face.
Yeah. And the card battle did matches for Booster Set 17. We got three of those already.
Very nice.
Then let's see what's up next. After cards. So after cards, V-Jump also had a page dedicated to some of the various 25th anniversary stuff happening. The Tokyo Character Street pop-up shop, the Caritas Karaoke shop, and the upcoming cafe. Very nice preview spread of that. Lots of products. Lots of money for people to spend, really. And then, teased at Digimon Con, they announced and pre-orders up for the Paledramon model kit. This looks fantastic, honestly.
The wings are just
okay. So really, yeah, let's go over what is special. Like, so there's the custom design, which Asmaria supervised. The special features first: the Desperado blasters both can telescope. They can also combine into a single large blaster, and they did it in a Gundam pose. Then
that is glorious.
The black armor parts use gloss injection to make it look a little more mechanical. The spikes coming from his wrists are actually on lines, so you can pose them ejected. Which funny, in some card art, he can do that with his fingers, but not the spike. So interesting to add that. And the wings have a printed pattern on them to make them look really nice, and which you noted. And the price is really fucking good. Did you see what the price was, Dev?
It actually is really good.
Converted to US dollars, that's under $37. That's really solid.
Well, cool as shit, but I just won't be picking it up personally.
It's on September. I have plenty of time to decide. My issue is I wouldn't have the time to build it properly. It would sit in the box.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
And yeah, so that's where it falls into. I don't know.
This is very busy. I want to finish this.
It's like I want it, but it's like also right behind me are stacks of movies and stuff I have not watched. So I have plenty to do already.
Yeah.
And then we have polls. So first up, favorite Digimon from the Pendulum 2.0/2.5 Deep Savers, Metal Siegemon. The percentages, there's nothing really super shocking here. Other poor Octmon and Hangyomon.
Well, we kind of guessed they would be pretty far down.
And Ikakumon suffers from that Plesiomon, Gomamon, and Zudomon all rank super fucking high. Yeah. So nothing super shocking there. Then, we also got the results for 3.0, 3.5, and the winner was Wizardmon.
Not surprising at all.
Although Lady Devimon and Weregrumon pulled up very close. And even Paimon is not that far behind.
All hail the clown.
And no one hail Mammon.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
like, why vote for that one when you can vote for the cooler version?
Yes.
Which people did.
These ones are always interesting because there's so many that just everyone kind of gets it a bit. Like, here's the thing. A poll like this, even Vamdemon, did not rank all that well. And Devimon didn't
either. I was expecting him higher.
See, I think a lot of people...
like, at least above Demon.
I think a lot of people vote for Paimon.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah. And then for the new poll, it asks, if you get the Digivice 25th Color Evolution, who do you want to be the first pair that you choose?
Yeah, another completely useless poll.
To be fair, aren't they all completely useless?
Yeah, but it's fun seeing like how people split the vote for the pendulums.
See, this one I just like because we get big, clean versions of the kid sprites. Most of the Digimon sprites we've seen before. Yeah. I'm like looking at these and trying to decide which one I think is my favorite of the kid sprite.
I don't know. I think Joe and Hikari for me.
there's lots of solid work. Like, I think Sora, they did the head with the hat really well.
But also Yamato looks a little cross-eyed.
Yeah, a bit. Maybe he's confused that his sold out.
They all sold out.
And then from the weekend batches, first up, the reference book update for Erlangmon. Solid art there, honestly. And then Kakudo finished up his series of 25th anniversary stuff. He showed off Dagomon's sketch, which I guess was by him. Which I guess was to show the animators how to do it in the show.
Make it gloopy.
And of course, once again, he tells the story of it, which literally, it's been the same story for 25 years, and people keep going, no, no, they changed the plans. It's like, no, not really. Then, this is one of those things that people don't necessarily know, is the reason why Adventure in 02 had a decent bit of CGI was he taught himself how to do it and did it himself. At least originally.
That I did not know.
So, that's why, for example, he's able to pull out, like, the renders for the D3 and show off the actual polygons and everything.
He's like, I made this.
Yeah. So, like, he mentioned he can't find the Digivice, so he thinks it's on an old hard drive. He needs to see if it's maybe on one that still crashed, or, you know, if he still has it. So, he showed off that stuff. That's, like, why we're getting a clean version of this now, is he still has a lot of these files.
All hail file hoarders.
Yes. You know, it's funny. You'd frame it as a joke, because we definitely do make the joke about him, you know, pictures and everything, but he does keep everything. Like, him showing off old photos from, like, showing off the Hakuhinken toy store when they had a big Digimon Adventure display for Christmas.
Oh, I don't say it as a joke. It's like, I say it, like... No. As a fellow archivist, like, yeah, save all of the things.
Or showing Spring 2001, a karaoke after party, where he doesn't show who's singing a duet, but he said he thought that the images would be valuable to people, but he won't say who they are. Just that you can sort of see their sides. And it's, I'm pretty sure it's Wada Koji and Ayumi Miyazaki. And he blocks out one person's face also. And he points out he's not sure there's been a live event where those two sang together. Yeah, him with his photos are always really solid. Then, before Anime Japan started, Cameo showed off their adventure products that they were launching there. These look nice from the renders, to be honest. Gomamon eating is just solid. The Taiyaki. Then,
making me
Yeah. Then at the Narakiri World Store, they put up a display for the Digivice. And also, Masashi Harada posted a photo of the chalk art on display, noting that that fan meeting event had happened that they had announced.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed off artwork from that VTuber collaboration live stream they're doing in a few days. That's good.
It's adorable.
That's good Patam art. They have it on display at Annabirth also.
I went to hug the piggy.
They also showed off that art again when that was just still a couple days away. They also showed off the plushes from the Crane Games. And did Ban Presto put up this little video clip of it? It's just very cute. I'm not going to comment on too much because it's when someone, you have to look it up to see. But let's just say they spin around really nicely. Then a few more Anime Japan photos, and there's the panel with the buttons for the thing. I just really like how they framed everything. I really want to get high resolution versions of the duos. I really do.
Hopefully someone does that for us.
And then Asmaria did new art for the Pale Jamon and showed it off when pre-orders went up.
That looks really badass.
It looks really good, and the funny part is, it doesn't feel spikier than Pale Jamon himself. And then, time for questions. You guys in the chat can throw up questions if you want, out of what was sent in first. Diego wants to know, when will we get Amplified Daipenmon? Obviously said tongue-in-cheek. Daipenmon's very much down that list. Daipenmon feels like... Daipenmon feels like if you do it, you have to lean into it and really just make it like a mecha and piloted by a tiny Daipenmon.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then someone asks, if a movie's on Blu-ray or 4K, is there any reason to still get it on DVD? They saw people talking about ordering the beginning on DVD instead. I mean, not everyone knows if they can play Blu-rays. Some people just want DVDs or want, you know, what costs less. And
sometimes it's just what you happen to have in the house.
Like, for me, the only reason I would get stuff on DVD at this point is I can think of three reasons. One, it is not available in any other format and I want to own it. Like, for example, after 25 years, they finally are putting Extreme Ghostbusters on home video.
Ooh.
Only on DVD, so I ordered that. But yeah, so there's that option. Maybe there's some extra missing or something on something. The third reason for me at this point would be novelty. Like, a few movies are getting weird packages where it's in a DVD-sized case. It includes the DVD, the Blu-ray, the 4K, and a digital code for like $10. So I pre-ordered a couple of those because it's more, because it's like, it's not like it's movies I don't own. It's a novelty to like, oh, that's weird and kind of cool. And it's cheap, so I'll grab a couple of that. But yeah.
The only problem is space.
Yeah, that's the issue. I'll have to send you a mystery box soon and get some space back.
That's fine.
Yeah. Someone else.
And whatever I don't end up liking, I'll just foist onto the many tiny relatives.
Yes. Someone asked, I like when you recommend movies, anime, books for people like Digimon. Please do more if we have time. Dev, anything come to mind?
Honestly, not really at the moment. I do not have enough brain cells to really...
I'm low on energy also. I will go to the old standby that I've said a few times, is watch Symphogear.
There's always My Hime if you like, you know, robot monster things and...
Oh, also, Metabots. Get Metabots. That's finally all out on home video, dubbed and subbed. I know, because I worked on all of it. Let's see. Juggernaut wants to know, do we think there may be a season 2 for Seekers? It feels like the epilogue kind of went, that's done. I'm not saying it's impossible, but that felt like an epilogue where there's going, and the adventure continues type.
Yeah.
I won't say it's impossible, but it doesn't feel like Seekers set the fandom aflame either, to be honest. At this point,
it was interesting. It was kind of there.
Yeah. Liberator's getting a web novel, so I think we're full up on that sort of thing for the time being. It wouldn't be shocking if something Seekers popped up at some point. I just don't expect it to be anything big. But we'll see.
Maybe another collab or some crossover or something further down for card game shenanigans.
Last chance for questions in the chat. Someone said, do you think this year will be good for Digimon fans?
No, absolutely not. You'll never get anything ever again. Digimon is canceled forever.
It feels like
no more drink, no more cards, no more toys.
You know what I think the answer is? It's a good year if you do not listen to YouTube talking heads about how whatever weird expectations they have. And here's the thing. It's very early in the year. And when you pay attention to brands long enough, you know, early in the year can mean a lot. I don't necessarily expect them to spring anything on us, but it's too early. Even if all you want is big thing, it's too early to even know if big thing. I don't expect any really big things at the moment, but we'll see.
I expect big hits to my wallet, assuming everything I want doesn't, you know, sell out instantaneously.
See, Dev, isn't that kind of like cursing yourself to them putting the Digivice back in stock and then you have to get it?
Maybe.
If I refresh Premium Bandai USA right now, will it be in stock again? No.
Damn it.
It was worth a try because that would have been funny.
Yeah.
Although, and it is funny seeing what's sells out there quickly or not.
It's like Zoom goodbye.
Yeah. And I
feel like they greatly underestimated everyone's lust for a color Digivice toy.
Well, here's what I think happens. You get a few years where they have to be reasonable with Tamers and Frontier stuff. And then you get the baseline, you go, okay, here's about the level we want. And then you announce something adventure, and the wall just explodes with people rushing to grab it.
Yes, it's pretty much what happened.
Because, like, for example, I think the three Super CSAs are still there for the Tamers trio.
Yeah, those were gone for a little bit, then they went back up, and...
I believe now it's the leftover stock. Like, they took it down when presented, and now it's what's left after they went through any replacements that had to be done and so forth.
Yep.
Dev, pick a Wikimon article for people to read. And it cannot be Shumon.
God damn it. Vomdemon.
And now...
For the suffering that I had to go through.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dev, why don't you tell your story?
I was at ZenkaiCon this weekend, and it's like, oh, I'm looking at the schedule. Oh, hey, Richard Epcar is here. I'm going to torment Vande. And then Vande screams and cries in British. I'm like, oh, I will go find something to get signed. I did not bring my cards with me. Huh, it should be easy to find, like, single cards. I'm at a fucking convention. No one is selling single cards of anything. Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, nothing. There are pretty much no cards in this entire goddamn convention. But one manga stand has like a couple packs of Exceed Apocalypse. I got them all! And I pulled the fan fucker.
No, the funny part was you're messaging me at first about how you're not pulling it.
Yeah, then there was one pack left, and I said like, why the fuck not? And it was in the literal last goddamn pack in the entire convention center. And then I had to go and stand in line and talk to people and say, hey, can you please sign this to my friend? This is the message that they want on it.
I'm pretty sure...
I have so much social anxiety.
I think you were messaging me while you were in the line, but I was busy. I'm trying to remember and then you sent me the photo of the card after, and that's a very nice card as a gift.
Yes, it is very sparkly.
Yes. Okay, and I can be found with the will as always, and I suppose at some point in the next month or two, we should probably do another movie to tell people to watch.
Yeah, the last one was fun.
Yeah. Maybe we'll think of something less, for lack of a better phrase, deep. Maybe go more stupid.
Yay, stupid.
Although, did you ever watch... Did I ever send you a copy of Cleopatra after AR talked about it, or no?
Because
I think you had 1001 Nights.
I had 1001 Nights. He had Cleopatra.
Okay, I think I have a spare copy of Cleopatra that I need to send you. But yeah.
So fucked up. It's like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah, I need to look at list of stuff I've sent you and go, what is a movie that would be nice and breezy for you to watch, but also make you go, what the fuck's the matter with you sending me this shit? I can be found with the wills always. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. We will catch you again in about 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.